Welcome back to the show. Second hour rolling on this Monday. I hope everybody's thawing out, digging out, whatever it is you're doing. Some people like me, the roads aren't terrible in certain areas throughout northern Colorado, but just getting out of their neighborhoods seems to be an issue. I have never had this issue in my life. Again, growing up on a farm, it was either I was 30 miles out of town. It was either you're either getting in or not. You know, if the roads are closed, they're shut down. They're not plowing out in the county roads. This case is a little weird. It's like if I could just go three blocks, I would be out on the paved road and I'd be ready to go. But should be good tomorrow. We'll be back in studio. But we got the equipment here and we're rocking and rolling. Kevin Lytle will join me at the bottom of the hour today. Hopefully we can catch him. He's a busy man. But talk about Colorado State. Now the Rams, were they snubbed? That's what a lot of Rams fans are saying. But man, I mean, I'm telling you, before it started, Colorado State needed to beat Nevada, and then they didn't do that. So we said, all right, probably got to win two games in the conference tournament, and just couldn't get it done. It was close, had opportunities against Utah State, just couldn't do it. But then Saturday, the bubble kind of burst. And if you have thoughts on that, shoot us a text. Text KFKA to 970-478-1301, 970-478-1301. I thought they might get in. You know, even with the loss to Utah State, the waiting game, I thought maybe there's a chance. But then everything kind of went to hell Saturday night. The Rams were included in a ton of brackets online. You know, and these are CBS, these are ESPN's, 90% of the bracket projections online. But teams that CSU needed to lose, which was likely, didn't do it. Cincinnati beat Wichita State to expand that bubble. Georgetown, who the Buffs play, Georgetown walloped Creighton to steal a bid. So you had that situation. Colorado. I mean, Colfax, do you think the Buffs tried to lose on purpose just so the Rams didn't get in? Because Oregon State was a bubble team. And if they didn't beat the Buffs in the Pac-12 championship, maybe that was the spot the Rams get in, if that was the case. And maybe the Buffs and the Rams play in the first round of the tournament. It could have worked out that way. So Oregon State upset CU in the Pac-12 title game. That bid was gone. And then, of course, the Rams ultimately not picked on Selection Sunday. Here's what they said on CBS on the show. Now, we aired Selection Sunday yesterday. They were talking about it, saying, hey, the Rams are close, but the bottom line is they just didn't win those key games. This was Mitch Barnhart, the chair of the Division I Men's Basketball Committee, said about Colorado State. He said Colorado State had a win in the San Diego State game, in a game in which it trailed by 26. Also had a road win against Utah State. They had some reasonable metrics and were obviously in the discussion for final at-large spots. And that's why they were among the four that were the next four to get in our replacement team. So again, the Rams are a quote-unquote replacement team, which I do even want to go at that point. Then he went on to finish, but they lost two of three to Utah State, which was another team that was vying for the same position for one of those final at-large spots. And it just proved to be a lot to overcome. Now the Rams, man, they were good. They were great this year. I thought historically they were great. They were going to be great. It would have been CSU's first NCAA tournament appearance since 2013. Of course, Nico Medved's first appearance with the Rams. That would have been their 11th overall. They've been dancing 10 times. They were 18-6 overall. Finished third in the Mountain West. Made it to the conference semifinals. Their net rankings sat at 51 yesterday. So didn't get picked to the tournament. They accepted almost instantly after the fact. They accepted an invitation to the NIT as a top seed, and then they'll go. So we'll see. I mean, good for them. You guys know my thoughts on the NIT stuff. Great. It's available. Go play it. I'm not gonna knock you for playing it. It's just I'm not going to be watching. I'll pay attention to it. I know the Bears, UNC won one of these offshoot tournaments as well. It's just, I mean, we get a ton of teams in March Madness, man. We get a ton of teams. I've never been a fan of secondary. To me, it's like bowl season. You know, it's everybody gets a bowl game. If you're a 500 team, you get a bowl game. But I'm, you know, it's about the kids playing. They want to play. They still want to play. Great. We designed championship tournaments for everyone, it seems. It was a tough go yesterday. I know people were bummed out to see it, and you know, the question is, did they get snubbed? And is the Mountain West Conference disrespected? I thought our boy Jesse Kurtz from the Mountain West Network, at one time in the season, he told us, and I believed him. I kind of thought the same thing. He told us that he thought four teams might get in from the conference, that you might get San Diego State, Utah State, CSU, and Boise State. Not the case, just San Diego State and Utah State. And, you know, it was there. But, again, the games they needed to win ultimately, it just didn't work out. And you know, I know we can cry over spilt milk all we want, but the Rams needed to beat Nevada, and then they needed to go deep in the conference tournament, and they didn't do that. Make it to the semifinals. That would have been it. Maybe not even the championship. They need to make it to the semifinals. Win two games in the Mountain West, and just couldn't do it. San Diego State, meanwhile, in the conference, will play Syracuse in the first round. So there's one of your Mountain West Conference teams. How far will San Diego State go? I mean, they're a great basketball team, man. And you know, now you got Dutcher's name coming up with the Minnesota job. I want to get Kevin's thoughts on that, as it sounds like it's close to official that Minnesota's moving on from Pitino. But I mean, we'll see. Utah State will play Texas Tech in the first round. I've got my bracket filled out, Colfax, and I'm buying in. Here's the thing. You want people to respect your conference. We're getting texts about that the Mountain West doesn't get any respect. Here's your opportunity. Here's your opportunity. Utah State's going up against Texas Tech. Going to be a battle. And then San Diego State against Syracuse. I'm going in on the Mountain West in that first round. I've got San Diego State beating Syracuse and then going up against West Virginia in the second round. And then I've got Utah State pulling off a major, I would say pretty damn big upset against Texas Tech. I believe in this team. Name is Kata. Mainly, but I'm going to say it. You know, if you want some respect, these are the opportunities in front of you. This conference, if you want respect, you know, if you're a Colorado State Rams fan, you should be rooting for both of them, San Diego State and Utah State, to destroy this bracket for most people, to win in the first round. That's how you're going to ultimately get some of this respect you're talking about. And I get it. I do think the Mountain West is overlooked. Let's see. Dixon says, while it's sad that CSU missed the tourney, it's nice to have a new member to the Chiefs Nation. Hashtag East Side, baby. Wow. I mean, this show has gone crazy, Colfax, when you actually, hooligans are like joining with Dixon. Like, he's converting people. Dixon, are you going to be able to make it to our March Madness party on Friday? Because I worry about getting other hooligans around him, because I think he's just going to be passing out Chiefs cards and stuff, and we're going to have all these, you know, Colorado fans and hooligans, and suddenly they leave and they're Chiefs fans, man. We'll see. I mean, it's weird, but that thing's going to be fun. Go to thewholeshow.com. Our Power to Play Sports poll question of the day is not college basketball related, but I wanted to do this because every game is kind of built on your resume. Who will win the NBA's MVP this year at this stage, kind of over the halfway point? Joel Embiid, LeBron James, Nikola Jokic, or other? And how about that? Now we have a tie with Joel Embiid and LeBron James, both at 38%. Of the votes. Other is beating Nikola Jokic. I'm a little shocked by this. Go vote at thewholeshow.com, and I get it. A lot of you are voting on what you think the NBA is going to do, not who should be the NBA, the MVP. That's the question, though. Who do you think it's going to be? Is it going to just go to Joel Embiid or LeBron James? Let me look here. I just refreshed Colfax, and now LeBron James is winning the vote. 42% of the votes going to James, 35% to Joel Embiid, 14% for other, meaning Damian Lillard or Luka, and 7% for Joker. No love for Nikola Jokic. So go vote at thewholeshow.com. I'd like to get your thoughts on that one going forward. Your thoughts on Colorado State. You know, saying they're snubbed and all that stuff. How can you say they're snubbed when all of us kind of agreed that they needed to win when they had Nevada, before the Nevada game, they had three games, or guaranteed two games in front of them with Nevada and a game, second round in the Mountain West Conference tournament. We said, all right, here's the deal. You got to beat Nevada. If you don't beat Nevada, you have to probably get to the Mountain West Conference championship, very least the semifinals. And they didn't do that. I mean, well, they did get they got to the quarterfinals, of course. And that they lost to Utah State. That would have been a tough game to win, but that was the one. That was the one that they needed. 16 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a short break. Go vote on our poll question about the MVP. Who do you think it's going to be? Joel, LeBron, Nikola, or other? Again, that's thewholeshow.com. When we come back, let's talk a little bit about Jamal Murray, March Madness, the teams to watch out for. How far can the Colorado Buffaloes go? And just how unique of a story Tad Boyle has had to get to this point, to being such an amazing college basketball coach. It's The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.
Keep up with your favorite high school basketball teams with Preps Radio on Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Power Trip. Weekdays at 11 on 1310 KFKA.
This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffaloes beat writer for the Buff Zone, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. Looking forward to being back in the studio tomorrow. Keep in mind, Friday we're carrying March Madness. We're going to be out at McCarty's Grill in Eaton. That's at the Eaton Country Club. Hooligans, we'd love to have you guys come out. We're getting a room kind of reserved for us, and we'll get the games up and ready to rock and roll out there, too. So that's going to be a good time. Tanner Schwint of NoCo Now will be hosting his show. Colfax, I got to get this. We got to get the Power to Play guys in on our bracket challenge, too. We like to make it a station/listener challenge because, you know, the trash talk and everything. People forget, Colfax, you won this thing like 3 years ago. That was before we recorded it as official, so there's an asterisk there. But you won this thing.
Yeah, in my mind, there's not an asterisk. I think I won that flat out. Beat everybody. I think I beat 60 hooligans and everyone at the station.
Yeah.
So yeah, no asterisk. I think.
But there's no sign to prove it. You know.
Yeah.
You have the sign in your office.
Yeah.
That says you lost, and that's official.
That was the most recent loss. So I'll take it. I'll take the loss. I'll take the lump.
We have for those of you that don't know, 2 years ago, I suppose, because we didn't do it last year. 2 years ago, Colfax and I made a friendly bet. Loser between the two of us would have to sit on the roof. I mean, we're very creative at KFK. We put our best minds on that idea. And we said loser has to sit on the roof holding a giant sign that says, I lost the whole show bracket challenge. And, of course, that was Colfax last year, even though the year before it, his first year producing the show, he won the damn thing. But so, yes. Credit, yeah, I will give credit where credit is due. Are we doing the same bet this year, or what else are we doing? I used to shave my head, but I think I'd scare my kid. Yeah. This if I come home bald, very 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 bright scalp, you know, very pasty.
Scary.
So I don't think I'll go that route again.
Yeah, I'm not much into that or dyeing my hair. No,
I did do that as well. I dyed it blue 1 year.
Yeah, I the roof is fine, or like a mustache or something. I don't know.
Grow the mustache out for a year.
A year? Oh, no way.
Yeah, you actually could grow one. I mean, I'd try it. I look like Pedro, man, from Napoleon Dynamite, so I don't know. The roof was good because you were getting people, like, honking at you and stuff.
Oh, it was fantastic. People cursing at me, like, get off that roof.
Plus, no. We're in downtown Greeley, so there's always some interesting... let me just say there's some interesting activities sometimes in the areas around there, Colfax.
Yeah, I mean, I think we don't need to get into too many specifics, but people can guess what happens in downtown. Really?
I love downtown, like the downtown portion, like where the businesses are, but like right outside of that, it's a weird spot.
It's hit or miss.
It is. The park down there is, let me just say this, it's not just a playground for children. there's some very animated people that will come up to you randomly when you're walking down to Right Coast Pizza and ask you if you need anything, and you're skeptical because the guy doesn't have any shirt or shoes on, and no teeth. So I don't know what he was asking what I needed, but suffice it to say, I was a little worried at that point. Nothing bad happened, but anyway. So hopefully that's not me on the roof. It doesn't seem like a fun time, Colfax.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. The weather was nice, at least. It was nice to be out there.
So that's the question. We can still get snow in April. If we get snow, and is that still going to be the rule? You still got to go sit up there for 2 hours?
Are we just going to pick a day and it has to be that day no matter what? Or will we wait for a nice day? Because otherwise, I don't know. It'd be tough if we got
maybe
out there in a snowstorm.
Maybe we just pick a day. Maybe we just pick a day, and if it's snowing like crazy, we'll give you a little... Hey, what are those little plastic things that people sat in at restaurants? They're little, because they didn't want to get coronavirus everywhere, so they just put them inside these little plastic bubble type deals. We could just get one of those, see if we could borrow one.
Okay.
And then put you up there like Bubble Boy.
Do you get like a heater as well? Do I get a heater? Or do I have to dress for the occasion?
Might melt the plastic bubble, but yeah, we could get a heater out. I have a big heater. We could get an extension cord, and we'll get it. You notice I'm talking as if you've already lost. I don't know if you caught that.
Yeah, and I'm kind of going along with it. I need to change this tune here. Let's just hold on.
I have my bracket officially hit, but you can actually go edit it until Friday. So, Hooligans, thoughts on this one? I mean, Texas Baylor. That's what I've got. That's what I'm looking at for the title game. Is Texas Baylor. So I mean, it's going to be it's a long shot. I mean, Gonzaga is legit, man. But I think if this is the year where you kind of more than ever before, you kind of close your ears or your ears and your eyes and make the pick. I want to remind folks to our On the Rocks Liquor game beer of the week. This one's from Elevation Brewing in Pontius Springs. First Cast IPA. That's the game beer of the week. Available again at On the Rocks Liquor. That is our go-to liquor store. At the whole show, and it has been that way for quite some time. Power to Play Sports poll question of the day. Who's winning the league MVP? Nikola Jokic, LeBron James, or Joel Embiid? I was going to do a March Madness-related one. I'm going to do one about the Buffs later on this week. I didn't really want to do the whole, do you think the Rams got snubbed? Because Colfax, we have a lot of Rams fans that listen to the show. And I'm going to say that 80% of them would have just said, yeah, they're going to. So I didn't want to go that route, decided not to go that route. But, I mean, you're more than welcome to give me your thoughts on it. I know that you guys feel like they got screwed, but, I laid it out for you earlier. How about the Buffs? How about the positive? The Buffs get in. They lose their Pac-12 championship game to Oregon State. I had a listener on Friday. Our poll question, Colfax, was who do you think has a better chance to win their conference tournament, CSU or CU? And a listener on Friday said, CU championship games tonight. He was talking about Friday night. And I wrote back and I said, the championship game's not tonight. It's tomorrow. We should know. We're carrying it. And this listener said, no, the winner of this game is going to be the champion. So it's basically tonight. Well, that wasn't the case. CU won and lost to Oregon State. Oregon State went through it, man. You saw it with Georgetown, too. This is what's crazy about college basketball. Is teams that can be okay in the regular season can catch fire at the right time. This is why I'm not big on conference tournaments. I'm more about making the season as important as possible. Make it all about the season. Conference tournaments, look what just happened. I mean, Georgetown caught fire. I get that. But they went on. They went like their last five games, four of those being their tournament, their conference tournament. Look at Oregon State. The Buffs beat them the first time by like 30, battled it out with them, the second time around. But I've never liked this. I just like the regular season, and I know that decreases chances. Like Oregon State, Georgetown would not have gotten in to the Big Dance, but because they wouldn't have been in at large. So it does provide more room for upsets. But I mean, we'll see. I mean, Georgetown's playing great right now. They're playing their best basketball for sure. Patrick Ewing. Doesn't even get recognized by his old NBA team with the Knicks. He came out. He was going into the arena, Madison Square Garden, and they carded, they had to check his ID and everything, and he's like, I'm Patrick freaking Ewing, arguably one of the greatest Knicks to ever play. But youth today, they don't know who he is, apparently. But now his Georgetown Hoyas are getting ready to take on the Colorado Buffaloes. That's a tough draw, considering, you know, what Georgetown did the last, you know, the last 3 weeks of play. But the Buffs, here's what they're saying about the Colorado Buffs being that five seed. ESPN talking about McKinley Wright, and I tweeted out McKinley Wright. I think he's going to be the best pro Buff we've ever seen, and I know Chauncey's in that list, but I think McKinley reminds me of Joker and LeBron. A lot of his the way he plays. He averaged 21 points per game over his past four games of a six-game Buffalo's winning streak, much different than last year. That was huge. Losing to Oregon State and going up against a team that is hot right now might actually bode well for the Buffs, meaning that the Buffs won't overlook Georgetown because Georgetown's proving that they're good. They just went in, ran through their conference tournament. So maybe that's a good thing rather than playing a team that, you know, a lower seed, whatever, but they just kind of stumbled at the end of the season, and that was the opposite. They're playing a smoking hot team, arguably one of the hottest teams, you know, outside of the top five teams in the country. But we'll see. I mean, this is going to be a lot of fun. I think the Buffs are going to go far in this tournament. We'll get into more of that a little bit later. 30 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a quick break. We'll get Kevin Lytle of the Colorado one to talk to us more about Colorado State and how it all went down, and if he sees this as a Mountain West Conference snub. But first, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hear Mornings with Gale, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Thirty-six minutes after the hour. Welcome back to the show. It is The Whole Show powered by PDC Energy. And, you know, I'm live from the basement studios. Colfax is in the Auto Collision Specialist studios. I should have just invited Kevin over here. He lives in Fort Collins. I'm in Timoth. We could have probably just walked and met and had this conversation. But nonetheless, Kevin's on the line with us. Kevin Lytle from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And Kevin, I know Rams fans are quick to say it, but I got to ask you, did the Rams get snubbed?
You know, it's a tough one. In a way, yes. I mean, in a way, their resume is good enough, and certainly I think there are a few teams that are in that you can look at and say, think CSU's got a better resume than that. But I think it's also true CSU could have and, you know, should have, if you want to say that, done more to build the resume. I think they were the truest sense of a bubble team. I mean, if they had gotten in, it wouldn't have been, you know, a catastrophe of, you know, the selection committee putting in a team that didn't deserve it. And with them being out, I think the same thing. I know it hurts for Rams fans, but they were very much on the edge and someone's getting left out and they're one of them. So it's really tough. I mean, they did a lot of things right. Certainly the Mountain West did them no favors at all, but they, you know, again, you play to win the games and they had a couple that they could have won and didn't. And that was really a difference, especially at Utah State game. So, I think it's one of those where both are true. They had a valid case to be in, but the selection committee, I think, also has a valid, you know, reason for keeping them out. So it's people don't like to, you know, have, you know, sort of gray area like that, but I think that's where we are.
It's tough, and you see this in college sports. I mean, it's college football. You know, you argue about which bowl game and all that with the rankings. Same with college basketball. You get it every single year. Every team that's not, you know, typically a top 10 team, at some point they're going to have this discussion. And you noted this in the Colorado one when it all went down. I mean, the Rams still, even though they didn't necessarily complete that blueprint that you and I talked about as far as the games they needed to win, they still had a shot. But then Saturday, every team that they essentially needed to lose, bubble teams, went on and upset. I mean, Georgetown won their conference. You saw Oregon State winning their conference tournament. They didn't get any help from those bubble teams either.
No, exactly. I mean, you know, we talked, Friday before the semifinal, and we said, well, either way, CSU will be in the conversation Sunday. If they win the semi, they'll be in. If they lose, it'll be a really nervous wait. And that's exactly what happened. And you nailed it. Saturday morning, things looked pretty good. I mean, Bracket Matrix, which does a great job of aggregating all the brackets online, and they're dead accurate. If you look at Bracket Matrix, they their summary is really, really spot on. Saturday morning, they had CSU in 92% in the field. And so you're looking good. And then, yeah, boom, you know, Georgetown wins the Big East. That was a killer. Cincinnati upset Wichita State, which moved Wichita State more onto the bubble. And then coincidentally, ironically, cruelly ironic, if you want to call it that, Colorado, your big rival, kind of chokes to Oregon State. And when it comes down to it, Oregon State and Georgetown took Louisville and Colorado State's spots.
Kevin Lytle joining us from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And yeah, and you've, of course, Kevin, you have the conspiracy theories, too, that the Buffs threw the game knowing that the Rams needed that one.
Yeah, I think you've really got to have the tinfoil hat on to go with that one. I heck, even McKinley Wright said the day before, he goes, I hope CSU's in. You know, I want the Colorado teams to be good. Obviously, I think CU was just worried about their thing. They just played bad, which happens. But yeah, it is cruelly ironic that CU helped kind of drive the knife into CSU's heart.
Yeah, no, and it, at the end of the day, this is par for the course. If you're a college basketball fan, this is going to happen. But Kevin, at one point in this season, I was starting to believe that the Mountain West Conference was going to get four teams in this thing with San Diego State, Utah State, Boise State, CSU. But I think it's fair. I mean, CSU didn't fall apart near the end. It felt like Boise State did. And at the end of the day, when you have games in front of you and you say, here's the games you need to win to get in, and you don't be shocked if come Sunday you feel like you get snubbed.
Yeah, exactly. I think you're spot on. I mean, I was talking to some reporters when I was out in Las Vegas for a conference sermon, basically the same discussion of as recent as even 2 to 3 weeks ago, you're thinking 3 to 4, you know, 3 is looking pretty good. 4 is even pretty realistic. And then, yeah, it all fell apart. The Mountain West reschedules, flat out, those were a bad decision. They cost the conference at least one spot. I think that's very fair to say. But like you say, you know, the teams still could have taken care of business. Boise State, as you said, collapsed. Should they have been playing Fresno State? No, absolutely not. But should they still beat Fresno State? Absolutely. You know, again, both things are true. CSU, was it really harsh to be playing Nevada the fourth game in 7 days on the road? Absolutely, but get two more stops, one more stop, and you win it, and you're probably in the tournament. So, again, multiple things are true. Mountain West did their conference no favors, and it kind of compounded itself when those teams, you know, had a little slip-up.
Yeah, no question about it. Kevin Lytle joining us from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And well, the Rams didn't waste a lot of time, though. They're still going to play. They've accepted the invitation to the NIT. And I know you put a story together earlier available to Colorado. It kind of talks about how teams view this tournament. You know, they feel like they got snubbed, so now they got to go out there and prove it. Sometimes, Kevin, it feels like the opposite sometimes. Wouldn't you say with teams where it's like, we want to play, but we know it really doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things because we wanted to go to we wanted to go dancing. So maybe you come out and you think you can almost sleepwalk your way into winning some games, and that's not the case either. We see great teams get knocked out pretty early in these tournaments with that kind of mindset.
Yeah, totally. I mean, you know, there's some CSU examples. 2015, the team got snubbed or definitely snubbed in that case from the NCAAs. Went to the NIT, and they clearly didn't want to be there. 2011 CSU, I was a student journalist covering that team, and again, they were a close call, and going into the NIT, they said all the right things. You know, we want to play. It's another chance to keep playing with my, you know, with my brothers, all that. And then they show up on court, clearly didn't want to be there. There have been some other CSU teams that did the opposite. excuse me. I asked Nico Medva about that yesterday, and he kind of shrugged and said, yeah. He goes, I mean, I think we all want to play. I think we're going to be locked in. He goes, but none of us have been through this. He goes, and we're devastated right now. So yeah, we'll see. Yeah. You won't really know until they take the court Friday. Knowing the makeup of this team, I do think they will play hard and well. Obviously, that's no guarantee of victory. I don't think they're going to kind of sleepwalk through this thing. But again, none of them have been through this, so you don't know how long this will linger. I think the good thing is they don't play till Friday, so they have a decent bit of time to kind of sulk, to be frank, to use that
sure.
phrase, because I think that is what it is right now. But, you know, normally the NIT might start as early as, you know, a Tuesday or Wednesday, but they have a little time to let it digest and get over it, and then, I guess, get back to enjoying basketball a little bit. So I think that's the best news for CSU fans, that there's a little time. But another wrinkle is, you know, there's that Tuesday night deadline for, you know, the call-up to the NCAA. So, you know, is that going to be another blow if they don't get that? And, again, I don't know, because no one has ever been in that situation. No team ever has. So we'll see. It's, again, the most unusual year ever.
Yeah, no, it just gets weirder and weirder as we go. Kevin, how about next year? How close are the Rams to being they were a serious contender to winning the conference tournament this year, or winning the regular season title, but how close are they when you look at this group and then you look at the stud teams in the Boise States, in the Utah States, and, of course, the San Diego States?
I mean, I think very close. You know, the proof is in the pudding a little bit, as they say, and the leap that they took from last year to this year was significant. And you have to remember, that's without really an off season. You know, they spent months kind of sequestered at their homes around the country when normally, or around the world really in some cases, when normally they would be, you know, here in Fort Collins getting a lot of off season work in at Moby Arena. So I think that bodes well for them. Obviously, San Diego State's going to stay good. They're certainly losing some of their top guys, but they've done it for so long. You know they're good until they prove otherwise. Boise State should be really good. Nevada is really a team to watch. They look really dangerous moving forward as long as Sherfield comes back. So the league is going to be strong, but I think this team has every chance to take a big step forward, assuming all pieces return. And obviously, I think we all know the conversation around Nico Medved in Minnesota right now, so that's certainly something to watch. But assuming everything returns, as it is, I don't see any reason why this team won't be in the mix. And to be honest, I wouldn't be shocked if they're the Mountain West, preseason number one.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. It's hard to disagree. The Mountain West is going to be pretty good. I mean, Wyoming might be a team to look out for next year too with Jeff Lender. Kevin, one more for you just on the tournament, and we can go into the Nico Medved stuff too, maybe later this week, and see where that whole thing is with Minnesota. But those Rams fans that are saying things like, "Oh, the Mountain West is disrespected." Well, isn't this the opportunity, looking at March Madness, looking at San Diego State, looking at Utah State? If you think the Mountain West is getting disrespected and you're a Rams fan, you should be rooting hardcore for both of those teams to do well to survive into the next couple of weeks.
Absolutely. And I think maybe a little truth, but, it's as a sort of mid-major, you have to earn your respect. And, if we're being frank, the Mountain West has had some good teams that sort of collapsed in the tournament and haven't done as well as they should. It's one of, there are a million reasons why last year was a bummer, but I think everyone wanted to see what that San Diego State team would have done in the tournament. And so this year's the same. If San Diego State gets upset in the first round, that's a really bad look. If Utah State lose, that's not a horrible look because they're, the low seed, but I think they have a chance to potentially win. And then you throw in Boise and CSU and the NIT. If San Diego State makes a Sweet 16 and, Boise and or CSU make a deep NIT run, that helps. And individually, it helps too. CSU, let's say they win the NIT, best case scenario, go win the NIT. You're a team that has buzz going into next year. Again, you should be returning all these guys. Nevada, several years ago, they did that. They won outside the NCAA tournament. And then the next year, they were that top 25 team that kind of took everyone by storm. So you see it frequently that an NIT team can make a leap the next year and kind of start the year with some respect rather than, this year. CSU had to spend all season earning it.
Yeah, no question, man. Well, I tell you, the Mountain West is going to be a lot of fun. It was fun this year. It'll be even more fun next year because I really do. I think all those teams you mentioned, especially with Nevada bumping up even more, Should be a blast. Kevin, always appreciate you, my friend, and love the work you're putting together in the Colorado. And at least it makes sense to us. It might not be the stuff we want to hear as far as the Rams not getting in, but the way you lay it out, nobody better, my friend. Always appreciate it. And we'll maybe catch up with you this week. We might try to pick your brain more about this Minnesota situation and Coach Medved.
Yeah, that sounds great, Brady. You know, between the NCAA, you know, if they do or don't need a replacement team, the Minnesota thing, and the NIT coming up, plenty to happen this week, that's for sure.
Yeah, no question about it, man. Kevin, we'll talk to you soon. That's Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado. And all right, Colfax, we need to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap up the show. Let's look at what's on the tube tonight. Yeah, there's still a chance. Yeah, Colorado State, you know, gets to be in the replacement team if there's a team that can't go. So do you want that? I mean, yeah, I guess it's still weird. All right, we'll take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m. What's happening in your own backyard? Listen to NoCo Now with Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA.
Hey, everybody. This is Dalton Reisner, 2019 draft prospect out of Wiggins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Welcome back to the show. Wrapping it up here. We're looking forward to being back in the studio tomorrow if I can dig myself out a little bit more. You know what? Just to wrap up the show today, I want to get more into the Jamal Murray situation. I definitely want to discuss throughout the week the Nico Medved situation with the Minnesota job. What does that mean, even that his name is already popping up? And we know his connections to Minnesota. We know he's from there. So maybe that's a rare situation. Maybe Rams fans shouldn't be freaking out that this is a stepping stone job for Coach Medved. But, yeah, I mean, if a bigger job comes along, you got to wonder pretty much any coach would do that ultimately. Also want to talk about Tad Boyle later on in this week. The guy had a major car crash years ago, years before he got into serious coaching. And after that, he came out of it and said, I'm going to put all my eggs in the coaching basket. And I want to discuss that a little bit more. Maybe we can get him on the program. Tonight, the Denver Nuggets are back at it against the Pacers. Need to keep winning. If Nikola Jokic wants to be the MVP, that's our poll question. Who's going to be the MVP this year? Go to thewholeshow.com. That'll do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.